A white man? No!
Welcome to the Unsub as a White Man. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Emily.
And we are finally back.
Yes.
With another Criminal Minds recap, now that we've both semi-recovered.
Yes. And I have completely forgotten this episode. So yes. Reading this, forgotten it again, yeah. Mind you, because I didn't remember any of this from the first time I read
it. It's not a good one.
It's not memorable.
It's not memorable. My biggest takeaway from this, because I watch on Paramount Plus, was that Paramount Plus changed their user interface, and I hate the way it's set up now.
Oh.
So that made watching it even more painful, but
I have not looked at it. I have Paramount Plus.
Mm, that's
I think I've like logged into my dad's or something because he uses it for Star Trek, but I always watch it on Hulu.
Yeah. Well, that's why we have it. We have Paramount Plus because of Star Trek for Nate.
Yeah.
But that should tell you something though. If the strongest emotion evoked from watching this episode was that I don't like the way Paramount Plus has changed their viewing platform.
Yeah.
Not anything about the episode itself. But yeah.
Yeah.
We're gonna give it a try. We are talking about The Internet is Forever, which originally aired May 19th, 2010.
Oh.
And it starts with some home invasion nonsense.
Sure does. The best part about this was I was going to watch this episode, you know, like 2 weeks ago before we were supposed to record.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, I'm just going to watch this in bed. And I snuggled all up into bed and started watching it. And it starts with a house at nighttime and all the lights go off. And then there's just like security camera footage that's mm-hmm. blinking from one room to the next. Uh-huh. And nothing's happening in any of the rooms. Mm-hmm. And then the cycle starts over and there's just a guy standing uh-huh. there. And I was immediately like, I've made a huge mistake.
Yep. As soon as that started, I was like, I'm going to need wine to watch this episode because yeah. that's really big for me.
Yes.
Yeah.
The guy goes up the stairs
mm-hmm.
and he just walks into a bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really all you get to see.
Yeah, that's all. And then we cut to Reed's new haircut.
We do, yeah. We learn that three women have gone missing in Idaho 2 months apart. Reed walks in with a cool guy haircut.
Mm-hmm.
And Hotch asks him if he joined a boy band, which apparently he just made that line up
on
the spot.
Yeah, it was an ad-lib.
Like, I didn't know that Thomas Gibson had a sense of humor.
I imagine Thomas Gibson's personality just being that of Hotch, so I have a hard time imagining him with the jokes. But hey,
yeah,
there we've got it.
We learned that the women were all single, but they look very different.
Different body shapes is how they describe them.
Yes.
I was like, no,
mm-hmm.
just don't do that.
Garcia has noticed that all of the women were on social media. And the unsub posted on each of their accounts that they were going on vacation or business trips or something so that people wouldn't be concerned about their absence.
Mm-hmm.
Hotch says that they should assume that all the women are dead, but they need to find out what the unsub is doing with them while he has them.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see the unsub watching videos of himself in the women's homes.
Yeah, like the security camera footage, which just goes to show you how little those are worth at all. Right?
Well, no, because he puts them there.
Oh, right. But we don't know that yet.
Yeah. But yeah.
But if you had security cameras.
Well, if it's security cameras you don't know about,
yeah,
then they're not doing you any good.
I guess that's very true. If you don't know they're there, they can't help you.
I like your new security camera.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was one of Nate's Christmas gifts.
Nate made me watch the video of myself walking up to the front door.
I was out of the room for like 30 seconds. Of course
this
he did.
This is like when you got the Google Home and he demonstrated how to turn all the lights on.
Yes.
The
yeah, he gets very excited about these types
of
things.
He's a gadget guy. He likes them. Makes him happy.
So yeah, we're locked down around here, guys, and we paid for the subscription to keep the videos on file. So if you murder me, there is a paper trail. I'm just going to warn you right now.
And the internet is forever.
Yes.
We've learned from this. Rossi doesn't understand social media, and it's pretty hilarious how outdated the conversation they
yes,
have about social
it's amazing.
Media is. They're like, people just post about what they're doing with their lives. And like, this is 2010. Facebook had been around for like 10 years at this point. Social media wasn't new.
No, and this is the height of like taking a picture of what you were having for dinner.
Yeah, when did Instagram even start?
I don't know. And that's, well, one of the things that Reed says is like, it's a, these social media sites are surprisingly insecure. Like today in 2023, we are not surprised at all that they are insecure. We just don't care.
Oh. That all actually, Instagram didn't even exist.
Oh, really?
When this was made.
We don't care that these social media sites are like taking all of our personal data.
No, it's just the assumption now that it's like there's privacy is an illusion.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like, we've all sold our souls at this point. But back in 2010, they're like, surprisingly, these websites will take over your whole life and learn everything about you.
Yeah, obviously. Mm. So because the unsub knew one of the women's home security codes, they assumed that he'd have to have been in the house before. The detective apparently had looked into the repairman, et cetera, had been to each woman's house, and he says everyone seems like they're on the up and up. Mm. So... J.J. Reed and Hotch and Rossi go to the police station. They meet with family members who talk about the women's online lives.
Oh, my God. And it's hilarious, these assumptions about these, like, these are, like, grown-up women, right? Like, women in their 30s, like, well-established women. But the implication here is that they are so enamored and obsessed with their social media presence that they're, like, posting things on their wall as opposed to having actual human conversation.
Yeah.
Right? Like one of them got a promotion, but they don't call their family and tell them. They're just like, well, I posted it on my wall. Didn't you see I posted it? No one actually behaves in that way. No normal person. Like these are supposed to be like run-of-the-mill middle-aged women, right?
Yeah.
No run-of-the-mill middle-aged person acts that way.
This was like before like, the influencer.
Yeah.
The advent of the influencer. Because, yes. Like, I mean, if you were on Facebook, you probably, in 2010, you probably had, like, 72 friends.
Right.
And, and most of them were, like, your aunts.
Yeah. And you were still, we were still doing the, like, finishing the sentence. Like,
yeah. And all of your statuses started with Emily is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you had to just talk about yourself in the third person.
Yes. And it was totally normal. But no one would be like, Sarah is excited about her recent promotion. And then never call my mom and be like, hey, I got a promotion at work.
Yeah.
Like, I find it insulting because I am this demographic they're describing. And no one is this dumb.
Like, if somebody was like, yeah, they posted about their social media online and they didn't even call me. She didn't even call me, her mother. Mm. Would you think this woman is obsessed with social media? Or would you think this woman and her mother don't have a good relationship? Yes. And talking to her probably isn't going to get me anywhere because she doesn't seem to know her daughter very well.
No, they assume the first one. And it's so weird.
It is.
It's so bizarre. And it made me so mad. Like, this is not how human people interacted with social media at any point in time, unless they were completely insane. And they're not painting these women as insane. This is just how middle-aged white ladies are.
Yeah.
According to them.
But yes, then Reed, apparently he says he doesn't use email, which, like, I don't believe.
I don't believe that. You work for the FBI.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're telling me in 2010, an FBI agent wouldn't be required to have a work email address.
Yeah, it's like, but like in the government, because I think they don't want to leave paper trails and stuff. You know how like when there was all the like Hillary Clinton email scandal stuff and they would talk about like different email accounts and stuff and like the shockingly low number of emails that these people actually sent because I think they talk on the phone more often because emails can get leaked. I still don't believe that he doesn't use email. That's stupid. Everybody used email at that point for something.
Yeah.
But like...
like you couldn't sign up for a bank account without having an email address in 2010.
Yeah. Like you would need it, even if it's not for your work.
Yeah.
You would need it for something. Just to exist in daily life.
And even if he didn't use it, I just don't believe that he wouldn't be assigned a government email address.
He would definitely have one.
But like your pay stubs would get sent there or something.
But like what I don't believe is like this man goes to the bank. He goes in the bank. Inside a bank.
Listen,
I do all of my banking online. I can't tell you the last time I've been in one.
No.
I hate them so much.
And well, it wouldn't have been 2010, but slightly before that, I moved, had to start a new bank account with a new bank, and you had to provide an email address. Yeah. And it was post-college, so it was like the first time I had an actual my name email address and not like some dumb shit that you made up when you were in high school or college, you know, or not my college assigned email, like my actual name at Gmail or something. So I distinctly remember having to set up the email.
It was very shortly before 2010 when I like got my, because it was my new name.
Yeah.
Like, I got like my real email address.
Right. And but I remember sitting in the bank with my roommate at the time, and we made up the emails like on our phones, created the email accounts so that we could start the bank accounts because they needed an email address. Yeah. So there's no way. Unless he's no, there is a way, because Reed probably still uses some tiny bank in Las Vegas that he's had a savings account when he was like
the
6 years
union.
Old. Yeah. And he just does all of his banking via post correspondence.
Yeah. I don't know. This whole thing.
Yeah, it's so dumb.
Bunch of troglodytes.
Yeah, but like just the way they talk about any kind of social media is not even, of course it's dated looking back at it now, almost 14 years later. But even for the time, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's just the obnoxious, like, oh, they're just looking at social media instead of engaging in real life. And you're like, you can do two things.
Yeah. Like,
you can post a picture on Facebook or Instagram or whatever the kids are using these days.
I wouldn't know.
I don't know.
I'm not cool
But
enough.
also exist in the real world.
Yeah.
Those are not mutually exclusive things.
I just don't understand who they're trying to appeal to with this kind of nonsense.
Old people.
I guess.
Yeah. So JJ talks to one woman's boyfriend who notices that the photos on a shelf had been rearranged because they were in like chronological, I almost said alphabetical order, chronological order, and they were no longer there.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan and Prentice go to her house and realize that the unsub had mounted cameras on the walls and he'd moved the pictures to get the better camera angle. And from his van, we see the unsub watching the next victim go about her day.
Mm-hmm.
And the photo thing made me wonder, like, if somebody moved something like that in your house, how long would it take you to notice?
I think I would notice, like, right away. Nate, never in a million years would he notice if something was moved.
Yeah, I honestly don't know. It would be either I would notice it the second I walked in the door or 5 years later, just depending on what it was.
Mm-hmm. I feel like if it was something like pictures out of order, I would notice that.
Yeah, like if somebody moved the pictures around on my like wall going up my stairs, I would probably notice that. But if they had like moved books around on a bookshelf to like hide an angle or something, like a camera,
no,
I wouldn't notice that.
I also have a toddler who moves everything constantly.
Yeah,
so
like I have two kids in my house. Their stuff moves constantly.
Yeah. Nothing is ever where I put it back down.
Yeah.
I just think like the boyfriend who doesn't even live there notices that the pictures, like, I am telling you, I would struggle to think of a thing that I could move around that Nate would notice. Maybe if the chair he usually sits in was in a different part of the room, but
you'd have to move an entire piece of furniture.
Yes, I feel like the knickknacks he's not paying any attention
to. Yeah, I don't think I would even notice that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was just...
No.
It's like, one of those things that it's like somebody would either notice it immediately or never. Like there's no middle ground.
Yeah. Well,
or you'd be like, is something different here?
Yeah. And then you just let it go. But especially if there's like something that traumatic that happened, like, again, it's, I guess you either notice it or you're never going to notice it. Like, I feel like if Nate was abducted or he just like disappeared one day and they came home and the police were like, do you notice anything different about the house? I'd be like, oh, my brain can't focus on that. My partner is missing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
You'd be like, oh, the pictures moved.
Yeah.
Reed notes that voyeurs aren't usually violent and that abducting the women ruins the sexual release he gets from spying on them. So that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Garcia has found that the unsub is live streaming the videos online using a whole bunch of proxy servers that make it hard to track him and a POV camera. It's like, is he wearing a GoPro?
I guess. It's 2010. What could he be wearing that's going to...
He shows the man attacking a woman and choking her and then stroking her face.
Yeah.
And this all goes down in like 30 seconds.
She dies very quickly.
We were sitting in the car the other day driving somewhere and I just turned to my boyfriend and just went, how long do you think it would take to choke someone to death? He was like, what is wrong with you? Because I just randomly thought of that scene and I was like, man, she dies very quickly.
Yeah. I imagine it takes minutes. And a minute is a long time.
Right. I mean, this is like,
I teach kids that in theater all the time.
20 seconds and she's dead.
Like a minute is a long time. Yeah. So even if it's a minute, I would think it would be more, but maybe not for me. I'm really out of shape. I couldn't hold my breath for very long, but
yeah. But like, it takes a while for your brain to actually die. Like I could see you losing consciousness quickly, sure. But you wouldn't be dead.
Right.
I don't know.
I hate
just
that
another
we,
dumb thing in this episode. Yeah,
I hate when we already know. Now we know for sure the women are dead already, right? It's not like he's taking them somewhere, but he's disposing of bodies, and it's just like, ugh, there's no hope. So now there's no urgency.
Yeah, and they're like, well, what's he doing with them while he has them? Nothing.
It doesn't matter. They're dead.
Yeah.
I mean, he could be doing something gross, but like, it's not like we're gonna save anybody at this point.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they're like. He's streaming it online and it's supposed to be this like huge reveal. They've already done this. They've done this multiple times before. This isn't new.
No. It is boring though.
Yeah. So Prentice suspects that the unsub might be an IT guy, but the local detective said that everyone came up clean. Garcia says that the unsub is using the victim's own Wi-Fi to stream the murders, and Hotch tells Garcia to speed up her tracking and tells JJ to call a press conference. Mm-hmm. So then Reed, coming in with a real bombshell, he has discovered that all of these women have slightly asymmetrical faces, which is a human's.
I imagine that 98% of the population has.
Yeah, nobody has a perfectly symmetrical face, except for like famous people, and that's why they're famous.
Right.
but yeah, because of the story of Narcissus. They assume that all of these women have facial features similar to the unsub's own facial features.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay. Like,
what?
So now you're going to catch him based on his facial symmetry. That's what you're telling me right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. And then we see the new victim lady Instagram her scone at a coffee shop. But I guess it wasn't Instagram because Instagram came out several months after this episode aired.
Facebook. I guess, but still, like,
But yeah, the unsub just watches her.
I mean, she deserves to die just for the scone picture.
It's a scone. It's not even cool.
It's just a plain scone.
Yeah.
Like, come on. I mean, I get 2010 was a different time. People were taking shitty pictures of their food, posting them like it was a big deal, but I want you to know I never did that.
I don't think I've ever Instagrammed a scone.
It's different if it's food you make or a really fancy meal, but like,
yeah, like something in a fancy restaurant.
If I just went to like a cafe and took a picture of my chicken salad sandwich, it's like,
look at this Panera bread bowl.
Yes.
Cool.
So that's the equivalent of.
Yeah. But then we get a profile.
We sure do. So most of us take the internet for granted. We forget about texts that we share or updates we put on social networks. But the internet never forgets. Once it's out there forever. Now, we all know about the horrific deaths that get shown on the web. The murder of a journalist, the stoning of an Iranian dissident. Those murders are immortal. And this unsub craves immortality. He recognizes his face on theirs, and he kills them as a way of saying, this is what I look like.
Oh, my God.
We think this also informs his compulsion to take the bodies with him. He takes them to a secondary location where we believe he preserves them so that every time he looks at them, he sees his own ego reflected. Fortunately for us, this means we have a good idea of what he looks like. Based on the shape of the victim's faces, we have a rough composite sketch. Rough indeed, as we know. This unsub is an expert with computers and home networks, so look into criminal records of men with extensive computer training. We know you've already looked into the victim's computer IT settings, so we'd like to expand the search. Look into electronic stores, computer distributors, IT departments where the women worked. We overuse the term narcissistic in our culture, but we're going back to the psychological definition. Every aspect of this man's life has been constructed around an inflated sense of self. Unsubs like this are extremely vulnerable to what's called narcissistic injury. If his self-worth is attacked or damaged, he will lash out. So if you find this unsub, do not challenge him publicly. Say you want to just talk to him. See if he knows anything about the brilliant mastermind who's stalking these women. Under no circumstances should you denigrate him. As difficult as it is, we need to talk up his exploits as if we respected him.
What a huge leap to make on all of that based on the fact that the all of the victims have slightly asymmetrical faces.
Uh-huh. It's a lot. It's a lot. You're like, ah,
he must be preserving the bodies so that he can keep staring at them. And you're like, what? What? Just because they all had like one eyebrow that was higher than the other one. They're like, I know exactly why he's doing this. What?
It is one of the greatest leaps and assumptions that they have made in a while.
The jump to conclusions.
Yes.
Matt.
And I get that he's dangerous, right? He's killed several people, but we've seen him. He sneaks up on them while they're sleeping and chokes them. It's not like he's hunting them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's not using a weird weapon or like leaving destruction. Like you can barely notice that he's even been there. So why can they not just Morgan tackle him when they find him? Like, why do we gotta fancy talk him to get him to the station?
Yeah, you gotta make him think that they respect him.
I don't understand that part at all. Just, at least we've got another great sketch to go on.
We do.
Gonna hunt him down in no time with that one.
Yeah, I'm sure it's gonna come in handy. It's gonna be super helpful. Mm-hmm. The unsub watches the press conference, naturally.
Yeah.
Because that's... Every time it happens,
always
I'm
know
like,
when the press conference is coming on. I have never accidentally or on purpose caught a press conference. Have you?
The only press conference I have ever watched was the one where Rudy Giuliani was in front of the Four Seasons Landscaping Company in
Philadelphia.
And it was the goddamn funniest
that
thing I've ever watched in my life.
That was just an SNL sketch. That's not even real.
I know. I was just watching. I'm like, this is, they're just, the sketches are writing themselves. They don't even need writers anymore.
Well, he sweats off his own makeup.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man.
That is, I think, the only press conference I've ever watched.
Live?
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely look press conferences up afterward, but I'm never just like, oh, it's 10 a.m. on a Wednesday. I know this press conference is coming on.
No. Usually I just watch, I see the SNL sketch where they're making fun of one and then I have to go find the actual
Maybe
one later to get the jokes.
It's because we don't live in a hotbed of criminal activity, and if there were women dying all around us, maybe we would be glued to the news.
Maybe. I don't even know. I've never watched our local news. The only time I ever go to the website is to find out if school's closed for the day. So the reporter asks about a rumor that the killer targets women who look like him. And then another reporter says, what are women supposed to do? Change their faces. Be like, be more symmetrical. I don't know what to tell you. So Hotch calls Garcia, who's figured out how to track the unsub. And then the team watches live as the unsub enters the house and they watch the woman's whole attack and everything. Mm-hmm. And it's a real bummer.
Yep. Like, man, poor girl, this woman's mental health, like Garcia, this has happened to her before where she's just like crying.
Just watching snuff films.
Yeah, watching snuff films happen in real time. She's like desperately trying to, she's the only person that can trace. It's not like there's someone else helping her. It's all like all this pressure on her.
Yeah.
I can't believe it took 15 seasons for her to quit and go drink tea with her English friends.
Yeah. And then Hotch is like yelling at her to stop tracking the unsub and start tracking the viewers, which doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's like, please stop bothering her. You don't even know how to do her job.
Even if you find the viewer, how that does that help you find the unsub?
Well, they're local, obviously.
Like, it's the internet.
If you're watching it, obviously you're nearby.
But it's like,
I know.
If I follow somebody on the internet, I don't know where they are. You know?
Like, no,
I couldn't tell you where to find these people.
You can only follow people who are geographically close to you.
My God.
According to this episode of Criminal Minds.
But yeah, again, strangles a woman in like less than 30 seconds. So the team goes through Allison, this woman's house, knowing that the unsub must have made a mistake in his haste.
So, and they use a lot of computer words while they're there.
Morgan notes that the internet cable is fiber optic, not DSL.
Could you tell that from looking at a cable?
No.
I'm sure someone could. Nate just, could.
Probably. It's just a whole like Ethernet cables, right? How would you know?
I wouldn't.
Is it fiber optic, like the fiber optic things where it's like lights up? It's pretty.
Like the little fiber
optic Christmas trees.
That'd be the only way I could tell.
Yeah.
At least someone's like, do you need USB-C or blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I need one that fits into my phone hole.
Let me show you the port of my phone and you can tell me what I need for
I know nothing.
I would not be able to tell.
No.
So they suspected that the unsub is getting into these women's homes with a ruse about upgrading their internet.
And because they love social media, they need that fast internet to post pictures of their scones.
Yes. Because he's like going in, he's like, look how much faster this internet is. But then he just leaves it there. So there's like another, which I don't. I think you can just do.
It's a special. Is it a special cable that helps him to?
I don't know, but if you have
do
like
something,
I know when they like upgraded my internet, it was like a whole ordeal where they had to cut. Like I wouldn't have not known that they were doing it because they had to like wire it into the house and stuff.
I don't know.
And also, has an internet salesman ever shown up at your house?
No,
offering to show you. Was that a thing that happened?
Maybe
back in the day, I don't recall that.
If anybody showed up at the house now trying to sell me something, I wouldn't invite them inside for a demonstration.
Yeah, be like, you're probably a murderer. Get out of here. Yeah, get like, off my porch.
We're not interested. Please go away.
Yeah, you could just watch them show up on your Ring camera and pretend not to be home.
Even though if you're on my porch in front of the Ring camera, you can clearly see me inside the house. I would still pretend
just, like, to be pull the blanket slowly over your head while you make eye contact. So the team goes and arrests a whole bunch of losers who were all watching the video because they're all right there, apparently. Mm-hmm. Brings them all in. Hotch and Rossi go to a salvage yard owned by a man who is also watching the murder video. And he's like, the what? Yep. They're like, you were watching a video on your computer. And he's like, my what?
Yeah.
Just
he's
seems
like a
very
little old
confused.
Man, very hapless.
Yes. Yeah. So JJ and Reed go to the cable company and they're like, hey, is there a creepy guy that works for you? And they're like, oh, Mac Jones?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I was so refreshing. Like for once they describe someone and the woman's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No one's like, oh,
and they don't
not
even
sure.
give much of a description. They're just like, is there a guy that works for you or worked for you that's kind of weird? And she's like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, so back when you figured out that this guy was a tech guy, you
couldn't
could have
asked
just
that.
Done that.
Yeah.
Because it seems like they weren't.
They didn't look very hard.
Yeah. But Mac Jones is really Robert Johnson, who's just a loser who likes murder porn.
Yep.
Yep. So Morgan talks to some guy who had some porn on his computer, one of which was called White Girls Can't Hump, which is hilarious, and another one that was called Schindler's Fist, which is not hilarious. No. That's just,
it's just that's disgusting.
Schindler's List themed porn is
not
funny.
No.
that's not clever.
That's a
what
crime right there. That in itself is a crime that everyone should be arrested for.
Also, there was some child porn, and the guy's like, well, I don't like that, but the guy sends it to you before he'll let you look at the link or watch the live stream or whatever, because it's like
mutually assured destruction.
Yes, that's what they say. I was like, mutually beneficial? No. So he tells Morgan that his internet name is Watcher89. Mm. And another douchebag tells Prentice that the Watcher says that tonight's murder will be the best one yet. Mm. You're like, what, are you going to strangle a woman for only 20 seconds instead of 40 seconds? But Rossi keeps talking to this old guy who is really seems to be confused about the video. Mm-hmm. He tells Rossi that he and his wife are asleep by 9. And Rossi shows him a picture of Robert, who the man says did come in and buy some appliances from him.
Which like, I was the first red flag because he's like claims that he just talked to him for a few minutes and he bought some stuff from him, but he remembers him very well. Like, well, you're lying about something then.
Yeah.
Like, the interactions, I mean, we all know I'm not the most observant person, but, like, those kinds of interactions that you have with people, especially, like, I've worked in retail, you do not remember people.
That's, I don't, like, I, God bless our local library, which I love. Mm-hmm. And, like, when I go in there and get, like, a whole bunch of books about, like, a topic.
Yeah.
That we're doing for like our like, you know, a unit study at school or something. And then like the next time I come in, there's always this one librarian that's like, oh my gosh, how did your ocean unit go? And like remembers the last stack of books that I ordered. I'm like, you are fantastic at your job, because I would never remember a person that came in. So I know some people can do this, but like, if you're just buying a fridge from somebody, like,
right, like you think
a used salvage fridge.
Yeah. Think about how many people come in and out of there, right? Like you just.
And that's also, it's the library, and I'm in there every 2 weeks checking out 25 books.
Right. So like, you've made yourself more memorable.
Right.
Like, if you were only in one time ever and you got one thing, then they would not be like, oh yeah, I remember she came in and got this one book.
Yeah.
You know? This is not supposed to be like a habitual visitor to his salvage.
Yeah, that's true.
He only met him one time.
That's
so no, something is amiss here.
Luckily, Garcia has 8 possibilities of women he might be going after next. Mm-hmm. And she pulls up all of their pictures because all of them have a headshot. I know their driver's license photos, but
still. Yeah.
Reed points out the one that has the correct facial symmetry. Mm-hmm. They head to her house where the TV turns on by itself and it shows a video of Lucy all tied up, and Prentice and Morgan realize that he's watching them too. Oh, so Garcia magnifies the video and Rossi sees that they're inside a freezer. So he goes back to the old guy and accuses him of helping the unsub create a place to hide the bodies. So Rossi yells at him until the man just gives him up immediately.
Like, I knew the grandpa was in on it.
Yeah. Why, though?
Doesn't make any sense.
The unsub puts, what did I write here? This is nonsense. I don't know. The unsub is like back with Lucy in the freezer and everything. And you see that the other women are hanging from meat hooks.
Oh, I was like, this poor woman's hanging there with the bodies.
No. Oh, God. It's horrible.
So bad.
He starts to choke Lucy.
Not an easy angle to strangle someone from. Like, she's hanging loose. Like, she's hanging by her wrists, right? So there's like sway. And he's like, has to like go up,
and then
at her.
Your shoulders are up, your arms
like
are
you
above.
Can't get in there, and like he's having to like choke up, like he's not pushing down on her.
Yeah,
it's all very strange. It doesn't seem efficient in any way.
But yeah, Garcia shuts down his internet connection, and then he's like, no one can see me.
Yeah,
I'm gonna stop killing because that's all I care about.
Yeah,
like, people have to see happening
me
here
doing the killing.
So he goes back and tries to kill Lucy anyway, but he really seems to be struggling with it a lot. luckily, because then the team storms in.
Yeah.
And they rescue Lucy.
And they get the paramedics right away, which is nice.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
So Rossi shows the old guy a news article about him. And we never learn anything about Criminal Minds at all in this episode.
Yeah. Nope. No,
it's like,
minds.
These are the episodes that I hate so much because they don't, like, why is the bad guy doing what they're doing? You don't, like, they have, like, a vague
because
guessing.
Because he's a narcissist.
Because of the myth of Narcissus.
Yes. I more like, want to know why this little
so much
grandpa
so,
is.
Right? Like, what is his motivation? Why is he in on this? Why does he want to watch people get murdered? He just seems like a nice old grandpa.
Yeah.
Like, what? It doesn't make any
is
sense.
Is it like his secret kink or something? Like, I don't understand.
I don't know.
And I never will.
And it's just a bad episode.
It is. And they stand around and talk about the case for a long time in this freezer full of dead women. Did you notice that at the end?
They did. Wouldn't you want to get out?
I would want to get out of
the freezer full of dead women.
They're just like standing around, like wrapping up the case.
Because
like,
I know that
go
like,
outside.
Yeah, let's debrief right here. Like, I know that you don't want to like touch anything.
Mm-hmm.
But like, how could your human motivation? Like, how could you not want to just lift those bodies off of the meat hooks and just move them?
Yeah, but like, no, they're just like having a casual conversation while those dead women are hanging there, which is so odd. So it's so weird.
Yeah.
Well, I've got some statistics for you.
Oh.
I only counted
good.
This
we'll
as...
We'll get something out of this episode. Yeah.
I only counted this as one unsub. Mm-hmm. I did not count the grandpa.
No, he's like an accomplice. He didn't kill anybody.
Didn't
he
do anything much. So we're up 23-6 for white men in season 5, bringing us to 79% white men for season 5 so far.
Is this our most diverse season yet?
I think so. And then overall, we are 107-23, 82% white men. Yeah, it is like just barely. Oh, no. Last season, we were down to 74% white men.
Oh, okay.
So not quite as diverse as last season. And we already know where we're headed.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
To one of the greatest. And it's a cliffhanger. It's going to take us through. So really, we're not going to add more statistics.
That's what I was
season.
Just thinking is we're not going to – we'll know who the unsub is, but we can't really count them until they're caught.
Yeah. So
this, we that, all know that, how this arc is going.
Yeah. We're going to end season 5 at 79% white men because up next, we are finally discussing our darkest hour.
Yes.
And I just can't wait. I have so much to say about it already.
I know, it's such a good one.
It's so good. Wait, how would you rate this profile on a scale of 1 to 10 as far as accuracy, helpfulness, and plausibility?
Oh, I don't know. Like a 2. It's terrible.
Yeah, well.
It's not plausible that they would have come up with any of that.
No, the whole facial symmetry thing drives me insane.
We don't know if it's accurate because we never know anything about this unsub.
Yeah.
We don't know one thing about him. Maybe that had nothing to do with anything.
Yeah. I know it could. It probably was all bullshit, but we will never know.
Yeah,
that's
and it didn't really help find him because all they did was say, "Hey, internet company woman, is there a creepy man that works for you?" And she's like, "Yes, there sure is."
And that didn't even help them find him. They had to go through the grandpa and find the freezer. So
yeah,
it was a lot of nonsense.
It was just basic police work.
Yeah,
nothing profiling helped anything here.
And it also drove me crazy that when they get down to the 8 women or whatever, that Reed just does like a quick glance, like Beautiful Mind style, and finds the facial symmetry just by looking at them.
Ugh. It's because nobody else can see the facial symmetry. He's all like,
"Because
don't you see
bullshit?
It? Don't you see the facial symmetry or asymmetry?" And they're all like, "Oh, yeah, I see it.
Yes.
I see it, Reed. Nice work."
Would you want to give Hotch any points for the Thomas Gibson ad lib?
Maybe half a point for that. What is he up to? He's high.
I'm shocked that we're in season 5 and we are where we are. He's at a 9.5.
I think they're doing him a lot of favors by barely having him be in any of the episodes.
It's true.
Because anytime there's a Hotch-centered episode, it makes you hate that man so much.
True. I'll put him back at a 10, like clean slate going into this. But
yeah, maybe.
He doesn't
that
have...
That was... I mean, he made a joke.
When does Thomas Gibson leave the series?
I want to say it's like season 10.
Okay. I'm just wondering how low he can go in his final decline here. And here's the thing. I don't find Thomas Gibson to be a likable real life person. So I feel like that makes me dislike Hotch even more. You know? Like...
Yeah.
Matthew Gray Gubler. Person you want to like in real life. Shamar Moore, person you want to like in real life, right? But Thomas Gibson, sorry if you're listening, Thomas Gibson,
but
we wouldn't be friends.
He kicked someone
yeah.
as an adult person.
Right? We would not be friends. So
it's so weird.
Yeah.
Kicking someone is so weird.
It's so weird.
Who kicks someone?
Right? I work with first graders and they don't do stuff like that. They would get in so much trouble. So like
right?
an adult man, my brain can't fathom it. But you know what? Shamar Moore, our daughters are around the same age. If you ever want to get a play group started, I feel like we'd have a lot of fun hanging out. Just let me know. Well.
You guys can have like a book club where Matthew Gray Gubler reads his books to your
yes,
kids.
That would be
because
perfect.
His books are adorable
they
and I
are.
Love them.
Yeah, I guess we just got to move on to our darkest hour as quickly as we can.
Yes, I'm so excited.
We got to end this so we can go watch it right now. Wherever you're listening, be sure to leave a 5-star review. You can find us on Instagram at @TheUnsubIsAWhiteMan and on TikTok under the same name. Our merch is on Redbubble. If you get any, make sure you tag us. Our theme music is composed and performed by Nate Youngblood, and the podcast is produced by Nate Youngblood. Thanks, Nate.
And until next week, we'll be trying to figure out if our faces are symmetrical.